Friends, our meditation this morning is entitled, The Past Shapes the Future. Now, actually, if you think about it, we have been focusing on the matter of remembering for a few Sundays. By that I mean on Remembrance Day. We were remembering those who had made sacrifices on our behalf, and we prayed for peace. Last Sunday, on our anniversary Sunday, we remembered with gratitude those who have gone before us in the faith in this place and prayed that we would build well upon the spiritual inheritance we receive from their hands. Now, today is the Sunday before Advent, and it invites us to ponder other aspects of the way that the past shapes the future. Now, our lives, for each of us, our lives have been shaped by the past. Oh, the recent past, but also, of course, the very distant past. Sometimes, you know, people ask the question, why does the Old Testament have so much history in it? You know, why do the writers of the Old Testament recite again and again that line of history of their forefathers? And why do they keep going back to it again? Of course, it was crucial that in looking at the past, they were reminded of the call that God had given to them, that reminded them of God's blessings, and also reminded them often of their failures, and it pointed them in the way that the Lord intended life to unfold for them. And so our spiritual history is crucial to us. As I say, it's particularly conspicuous in the Old Testament, which was written over a series of generations. The New Testament emerges from actually a single generation, the lifetime of Jesus and a few decades beyond. But nevertheless, we understand the connection with the past. We are never creatures just of the present. We are always creatures with roots in the past, and consequently also an awareness that what we do and what happens in our times has a potential to affect the future. Sometimes we know the stories behind what's happened before in the world. Sometimes we don't know them very clearly, but we see the effects anyway. For instance, if we look around in the world, we see the world's struggle with sin. We see violence repeated. We see compassion professed and faltering. Actually, when we look at the world, we see things that are pretty dismal and not always especially encouraging. In fact, when it comes to the matter of sin, we also know that we struggle with it. For the things that we resolve to do often elude us, or we get a little way along the path and then falter. And so, as the Apostle Paul said, you know, the good I would do, I don't. And so sometimes we have aspirations for good, and yet we still struggle with the influence of sin in the world and in human lives. So where do we find our hope? When we struggle for the right things, we don't always manage to succeed. What hope is there? Well, let me suggest that the Christian faith is full of surprises. What do I have in mind? Well, let's go first of all to this Advent season that's coming. What we commemorate in Advent is often focused on the qualities that Jesus brought into life and the world. You know, the love, the peace, the hope. But Advent is really the story of a long, long wait. I mean, the people of Israel had for generations had from the Lord a promise that he would intervene, that somehow there was a better day coming. And generation followed generation, and that new day hadn't yet appeared on the horizon. And they waited. And sometimes they waited patiently, trustingly, and sometimes they waited rebelliously. But Advent was all about waiting for the Lord to fulfill his promise. Oh, there had been other promises that the Lord had made that he had fulfilled, but there was still this overarching problem of hope that they still knew had not been fulfilled for them. Now, we've talked about patience in various times in the past, just in the practical things of life. And I think when we do, we come to the conclusion that even if we think we're patient people, we're not always spectacularly good at being patient. And when we deal with God, we're not always spectacularly good at being patient. Sometimes our prayers to God are sort of like, Lord, this is what I want, and I want it yesterday. And the Advent season reminds us also that there is in the providence of God there are occasions of waiting, of trusting, of living by faith, living on the confidence that what the Lord has said will in fact be fulfilled. Even though we don't see it happening yet, and even though we aren't exactly sure what that fulfillment will look like. And that's a crucial lesson for us. And many in Israel had almost despaired In fact, many had despaired of the promised hope being fulfilled. And then the coming of the Lord demonstrated that their lack of patience was misplaced, for the Lord responded. And so underneath whatever else we observe during Advent is the reminder that the Lord works in his ways, in his times, and calls us to trust him, even though we cannot always see the outcome of his promises immediately. And so, by the time God sent his son, there was both an element of fulfillment, isn't that wonderful? And for some, an element of surprise. Wow, he actually did it. Let me suggest another demonstration of the surprises that are there in the Christian faith. Another one is related to death and resurrection. I mean, at the end of Jesus' life, the disciples and all the human observers of the scene, despite what they had been told and what they had been promised, were there thinking, it's all gone wrong. Because Jesus has been put to death. What can possibly come out of that? And then, of course, there's resurrection. You know, that surprise ending. Well, in a way, it shouldn't have been a surprise because Jesus talked about it before it happened, but in the moment, the disciples even struggled to believe the news when they heard it, because it was so contrary to their usual experience of life. The Christian faith is full of surprises. Another surprise. In Jesus Christ, there is grace, forgiveness, pardon, healing, right at the heart of the whole issue of human sin. I mean, in the normal course of human events, we expect that wrong behavior has bad consequences. And then Jesus says, come. There's forgiveness. There's pardon. And actually, you know, those two things are not exactly the same thing, because you can pardon someone in a legal sense and not forgive them. But Jesus offered both pardon, as though the slate was wiped clean, and forgiveness, in that the relationship with him was restored. And that's a surprise. that comes in our faith. Oh, I could keep going, but I'll just add one more. Another surprise is that in moments of uncertainty in life, because even in Christ and even under his grace, there are times of uncertainty because we don't know what's unfolding in life ahead of us. In uncertainty in life, there's God's guidance. Jesus promised to his followers that when he left them in the flesh, that God would provide his Spirit to be with them, to comfort them, to lead them, to encourage them, to direct them, to guide them. And that this Spirit of God was not some impersonal form of support, but that this Spirit of God actually comes to dwell within Christ's people. That's a surprise. Friends, of course there are things in the past that have changed our lives. Some of those things have changed our lives forever in various ways, and yet God comes to our rescue. God comes to our need. God addresses our patience or our lack of patience with fulfilled promises. God brings the hope of resurrection into the midst of death. God brings pardon and forgiveness in Christ for sin. God brings the presence and power of his Spirit into the life and lives of his people. And this is all good news. So now, next week, we begin the observance of Advent. And I'm not particularly going to stress remembrance throughout Advent this year. You've had your background. But just remember it's there. And as we celebrate the graciousness of God's gift in the sending of his Son, let us always remember the initiative that the Lord has taken for the blessing of his people. And let us allow ourselves to be surprised again by the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.